Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll and Mooring. We are your co-hosts, David Robbins and Peter Ayer, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without.
Terrific. And we start today with Supreme Court news, and we're going to be talking about Epic Systems Court v. Lewis. And on May 21st, 2018, the Supreme Court issued an opinion confirming the enforceability of class and collective action arbitration waivers. In doing so, the court reconciled supposedly conflicting language from the National Labor Relations Act and the Federal Arbitration Act. By a vote of 5-4, the court held that the NLRA does not call for an exception to the general rule that arbitration agreements providing for individual proceedings must be enforced by their terms. The court reviewed 3 separate lawsuits in which employers sought to enforce individual arbitration pursuant to written agreements with their employees. The employees tried to pursue wage and hour claims through class or collective actions filed in federal court. The employees argued that Section 7 of the NLRA, which supposedly protects workers' rights to organize and bargain collectively, trumped the FAA and made it unlawful for their employers to compel them to arbitrate their disputes exclusively on an individual basis. The court rejected the employees' arguments. The majority reasoned that the general language of Section 7, protecting the rights of employees to engage in other concerted activities for the purpose of other mutual aid or protection, does not even, and this is a quote, even hint at a wish to displace the Arbitration Act, let alone accomplish that much clearly and manifestly as our precedents demand, close quote. In the absence of clear evidence that Congress intended for the NLRA to override the FAA, the majority held courts must apply the FAA. That in turn requires courts to, open quote, enforce arbitration agreements according to their terms, including terms providing for individualized proceedings, close quote. David, over to you.
Thank you. Moving on from Supreme Court news, which is always fun, what it impacts our industry, to NDAA news. Late last month, the Office of Management and Budget issued a statement of administrative policy regarding the House of Representatives' draft NDAA for fiscal 2019. OMB listed 40 different provisions in the House's draft legislation and explained its objection or support for each. The listed provisions included sections of the draft bill relating to the administration's requested pay raise, military end strength levels, and many of the nuclear posture review initiatives, while others addressed reforms to DoD management and business practices. The OMB expressed a strong objection to draft Section 877, which would permit the waiver of the requirement to submit certified cost or pricing data without first establishing that the data cannot be obtained from the contractor, because the provision would place contracting officers at a significant disadvantage in negotiating fair and reasonable prices. OMB also objected to directing the DoD to transfer all IT contracting, acquisition, and senior leader communication services of the Defense Information Systems Agency to other DoD elements because it would increase the cost of acquiring IT, weaken the department's ability to secure its cyber networks, and inhibit DISA's mission to provide seamless communication to warfighters and senior leaders. The OMB provided strong support for improving cash flow to small businesses and small business subcontractors, but objected to the accelerated payment requirement by draft Section 85. The OMB expressed its doubt that it will achieve tangible benefits for small business subcontractors and concern that will create new cost for the DoD to monitor and to enforce. Closing with Fat Leonard news, which is just a subject heading I've been dying to say since we started this podcast, Inchcape Shipping Services Holdings Limited and certain of its subsidiaries have agreed to pay $20 million to resolve allegations that they violated the False Claims Act by knowingly overbilling the U.S. Navy under contract for ship husbanding services. This is all caught up in what's become known as the Fat Leonard scandal, which has claimed the career of many a Navy officer and enlisted person, including admirals, and resulted in convictions for people with nicknames like Fat Leonard. So, an interesting near end to that story. And that's all for this edition. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. In the meantime, if you need anything, I can be reached at 202-624-2627 and Peter at 202-624-2807.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.